Hello, my name is Denise. I'm calling for an opinion research, and I would like to ask you a few questions concerning the issues facing our nation. First of all, are you registered to vote in South Texas?
Yes.
Okay, am I speaking with Roberto?
Yes.
Okay, thank you so much. I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the election for president, U.S. Senate, state legislature, and other local offices in November? Are you almost certain to vote? Will probably vote, or the chances are 50-50?
More than certain.
Thank you so much. And what year were you born, sir?
I'd rather not say.
It's okay. Thank you so much. I'm sorry that I have to ask you this. What is your race, sir?
American.
Okay, thank you. And yes or no, do you consider yourself to be Hispanic or Latino descendant?
A what? A Latino or what?
A Latino descent?
Yes.
Thank you. Thinking back to the 2020 presidential elections, do you vote for Democrat or Joe Biden or Republican Donald Trump?
Joe Biden, 110%.
Thank you so much. And thinking about the elections in November, if the elections for a state senate were held today, would you be voting for the Democratic candidate or Republican candidate in your district?
Democratic all the way.
Thank you so much. I would like to rate your feelings towards some people using the scale of 0 to 100. 0 means a very cold, unfavorable feeling, 100 a very warm, favorable feeling, and 50 is neutral. Morgan Lamantia.
100.
Okay, thank you. Donald Trump.
0.
Thank you. Ted Cruz.
000.
Thank you. Greg Abbott.
500 zeros.
Thank you. Adam Hinojosa.
000.
Thank you. Joe Biden.
100.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much, sir. We will continue right now. We are in a 35% of the survey, and I really appreciate your time. Would you say that you disapprove or approve of the job of Greg Abbott is doing as a governor?
Disapprove.
Strongly disapprove or somewhat disapprove?
Strongly disapprove.
Thank you. Would you say you disapprove or approve the job of Morgan Lamantia is doing as a state senator?
Approve.
Strongly approve or somewhat?
Strongly approve.
Thank you. Thinking about the elections in November, if the elections for president were held today, would you be voting for Democrat Joe Biden or Republican Donald Trump?
Joe Biden.
Thank you. And if the elections for U.S. Senate were held today and the candidates were Democrat Colin Allred and Republican Ted Cruz, for whom would you vote?
Democrat.
Thank you so much. And if the elections for U.S. Senate were held today and the candidates were Democrat Roland Gutierrez and Republican Ted Cruz, for whom would you vote?
Gutierrez.
Thank you. And if the elections in U.S. House were held today and the candidates were Democrat Vicente Gonzalez Jr. and Republican Mayra Flores, for whom would you vote?
Vicente Gonzalez.
Thank you. And if the election for Texas Senate were held today, would you be voting for Democrat Morgan Lamantia or Republican Adam Hinojosa?
Morgan.
Thank you. Now I'm going to read some issues that people say they should be a priority for the governor in Texas State Legislature. For each one, please indicate how high of a priority that issue should be, not a priority at all, a low priority, a medium priority, or have high priority for the governor in Texas state legislature. Securing the border.
That's a federal issue.
Okay. So do you think it will be a priority, not a priority at all, or you don't want to, you don't have an opinion?
Not a priority.
Okay, not a priority. Thank you. Supporting South Texas jobs and wage?
South Texas jobs and what?
And wage.
Yes.
Okay, it's a low, it's a high priority or
high?
High
priority.
Ensuring access to affordable quality healthcare?
High priority.
Thank you. Supporting reproductive healthcare choices for women?
High priority.
Thank you. Supporting public schools?
High priority.
Thank you. Thinking again about the elections this November, I'm going to read you some descriptions of a candidate for a state legislature, and after each, please tell me if you would be less or more likely to vote for this kind of candidate. A candidate who voted against Texas abortion ban.
I would vote against him.
Against it. So it would be somewhat less likely or much less likely?
Less likely.
Less likely. A candidate who voted to support Texas LGBTQ plus community?
More than likely.
Thank you. Somewhat more likely. Okay. A candidate who challenged Governor Abbott's border security policies?
Somewhat likely.
Somewhat likely. Thank you. A candidate who supports law enforcement and innovate solutions to secure the border?
No comment.
Okay, thank you. A candidate who challenged Governor Abbott's private school voucher policies?
More likely.
Okay, thank you. A candidate who challenged, I'm sorry. Okay, thank you. Wait, let's continue. Do you use WhatsApp? And if you use WhatsApp, are you part of any WhatsApp groups, or do you use only for WhatsApp for direct messages?
Direct messages.
Only for direct messages. Thank you. Finally, I would like to ask you a few questions for statistical purposes. Generally speaking, do you think yourself as a Republican or Democrat?
Democrat.
Thank you. And would you call yourself a strong Democrat or a not very strong Democrat?
Strong Democrat.
Thank you. Thinking in political terms, would you say that you are conservative, moderate, or liberal?
Liberal.
Thank you. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
College.
College. Thank you. And finally, strictly for verification purposes by my supervisor, can I have your first name?
Robert.
I know. Oh, thank you. Thank you. Okay, thank you for your time. Are you interested in participating in a follow-up research study? Participants in the research are compensated for their time in sharing their opinions in a more in-depth and open-ended way. Can I know that you're interested in a follow-up research study and what we may contact you in the future?
Yes, and is this being sponsored by a Democrat or Republican?
I'm sorry that I don't have that opinion. I don't have that, information because we work for an opinion research company. So that information is not shared with us, sir.
Okay.
Okay, but I really appreciate your time, and thank you so much, and have a wonderful day, sir.
You too. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.